Paxton vs. Paxton, Texas state senator alleges adultery. Recent discoveries in divorce filing against AG. By Lana Shadwick on July 10, 2025. The wife of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed for a divorce in Collin County, Texas, on Thursday. Angela Paxton, a popular Texas state senator, alleges adultery as a fault ground in the divorce petition. In a statement on social media, she also cited recent discoveries. Texas State Senator Angela Paxton, RMC Kinney, announced the filing of a divorce petition against her husband, Attorney General Ken Paxton. The Paxtons have been married for 38 years but have been living apart since June 2024. In the petition, Sen. Paxton cited adultery as a fault ground. On social media, she added, "But, in light of recent discoveries, I do not believe that it honors God or is loving to myself, my children, or Ken to remain in the marriage. Today, after 38 years of marriage, I filed for divorce on biblical grounds. I believe marriage is a sacred covenant and I have earnestly pursued reconciliation. But in light of recent discoveries, I do not believe that it honors God or is loving to myself, my children, or Ken too." Senator Angela Paxton, at Angela Paxton, July 10, 2025. The allegations of adultery by the embattled Attorney General surfaced during his impeachment trial in 2023 after the Texas House of Representatives filed articles of impeachment to remove him. The Texas House prosecution managers called a key witness who testified about blackmail concerns and cited an extramarital affair as the reason for Paxton's improper actions. Paxton's former first assistant, Jeff Mateer, testified to Paxton's extramarital affair and Paxton's unusual actions relating to his attention on Paxton donor Nadine Napaul. The Austin real estate developer was a central figure in the impeachment trial and was alleged to have provided financial favors to Paxton, including giving a job to Paxton's mistress. Paul was named in several of the articles of impeachment. FBI agents arrested Paul in June 2023 for making false statements to financial institutions. Paxton's former right-hand man testified that he resigned after key staff went to the DOJ and the FBI about Paxton's behavior. "By that time, I concluded that Mr. Paxton was engaged in immoral, unethical conduct, and I had the good faith belief that it was illegal. Although other key employees filed the whistleblower lawsuit, Mateer wasn't one of the parties to the litigation." House impeachment managers also called Catherine Missy Minter Carey as a witness. Carey previously served as Paxton's chief of staff. She testified about Paxton's contract with a lawyer hired by Paxton to investigate federal and DPS investigators, as well as public record requests, designed to assist donor Napaul. As reported by Breitbart Texas, Carey confronted her boss after his security detail, state-employed personal assistant, and other staff members complained about Paxton's adulterous relationship with Laura Olson. Testimony revealed that Paul was also Laura Olson's employer. Carey testified about the impact of calendaring changes, extra hours, and weekends that staff had to work due to Paxton's behavior. "This was not state business," she testified. "The staff complained that Paxton's behavior and the relationship were causing disruption and morale problems at the office. Angela Paxton would call the office looking for General Paxton, and staff members were uncomfortable answering her phone calls." Carey went to Paxton and discussed the ethical concerns and ramifications, including vulnerability to bribery. She informed him that it was also an issue of misuse of office and state resources, as well as time. "I told General Paxton quite bluntly it wasn't my business who he was sleeping with, but when things bleed over into the office and into the state work, it becomes my business." Carey testified that Ken Paxton, Senator Paxton, and upper staff met in September of 2018, and the general confessed he had an affair to everyone present. The senator cried, and Carey described the meeting as very uncomfortable. "My heart broke for her, Angela," Carey said. Paxton seemed contrite, and she thought the affair would be over. Carey said she learned in 2019 that Paxton was still having an affair with Olson. After much anticipation during the impeachment trial, Lieutenant Governor Patrick announced that House managers called Laura Olson as a witness. Patrick said, "She is present but has been deemed unavailable to testify." Angela Paxton is represented by the well-respected family law firm Coons Fuller, PC Mrs. Paxton requested a hearing to obtain temporary orders for Ken Paxton to pay reasonable interim attorney's fees and expenses, including but not limited to fees for appraisals, accountants, actuaries, and so forth. Her divorce petition states that Mrs. Paxton is not in control of sufficient community assets to pay attorney's fees and anticipated expenses. Moreover, she has insufficient income for support. And petitioner requests the court to order respondent to make payments for the support of petitioner until a final decree is signed, including paying the mortgage and all expenses on the marital residence. She asked that Ken Paxton be enjoined from entering the marital residence or accessing Mrs. Paxton's business account or electronic devices. General Paxton replied to Angela Paxton's announcement today, stating, "After facing the pressures of countless political attacks and public scrutiny, Angela and I have decided to start a new chapter in our lives. He asked for your prayers and privacy at this time." After facing the pressures of countless political attacks and public scrutiny, Angela and I have decided to start a new chapter in our lives. I could not be any more proud or grateful for the incredible family that God has blessed us with, and I remain committed to supporting. Attorney General Ken Paxton, at Ken Paxtonch, July 10, 2025. In April, Breitbart News announced that Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton would challenge longtime Republican Senator John Cornyn. On Thursday, Breitbart News reported on the political implications of the pending divorce. The article reports, President Trump recently met with Senate GOP leaders, including Senator John Thune and officials from the Senate Leadership Fund, to discuss key 2026 races, including the high-stakes Texas showdown between Senator John Cornyn and Attorney General Ken Paxton. According to a source familiar with the meeting, the White House is closely monitoring the primary but has yet to intervene, reportedly waiting to see whether Cornyn can close the substantial polling gap before weighing in. Whether or how the latest developments in Paxton's personal life will impact the race is uncertain, but with the drama rising and the attacks from each candidate and their allies growing increasingly personal, all eyes in Texas and Washington will be watching, Breitbart reported. The National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, retweeted a post by NRSC communications staffer Joanna Rodriguez. The post by Rodriguez states, "What Ken Paxton has put his family through is truly repulsive and disgusting. No one should have to endure what Angela Paxton has. And we pray for her as she chooses to stand up for herself and her family during this difficult time. What Ken Paxton has put his family through is truly repulsive and disgusting. No one should have to endure what Angela Paxton has. And we pray for her as she chooses to stand up for herself and her family during this difficult time." Joanna Rodriguez, at Joanne Amrod, July 10, 2025. Lana Shadwick is a contributing writer and legal analyst for Breitbart Texas. She is a trial lawyer specializing in family law and criminal defense in East Texas. Previously, she served as a Texas prosecutor and family court associate judge in Harris County, Texas. Paxton v. Paxton divorce petition, redacted.